Imagine being able to travel to any point in time. Where would you go? And what would you do? You could witness some of the greatest moments in history.
That's gotta be Kane! Break it down!
Welcome to another episode, or maybe your first episode, of Turnbuckle Time Machine. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah. That's the whole thing. Yeah. You wouldn't know about it.
Wouldn't know.
If it's your first episode.
Unless you watched it. Unless your first one. Good episode of Raw, Season 5, Episode 31, and we are coming off of a great pay-per-view at the SummerSlam. We'll be drinking. We'll be bucking at the SummerSlam. And what a slam it was.
A summer one. It was the best pay-per-view. This wasn't better?
No.
We'll have to go back to the tape.
Not even close.
There's no tape.
No tape. Just audio. Because we were partying at the SummerSlam.
You know, we dressed up. So much. We had outfits on and everything. We did this whole episode, yeah. And you didn't press record on the camera.
No, I don't think the world's ready for that.
I know. It was so good.
Speaking of too sexy.
Yeah. Speaking of too sexy. Yeah. Dude, we got to figure this out. We talked about this before. Noelle Foley's OnlyFans, 50% off today and tomorrow.
So it's $10?
$10 now for 31 days, which is a long month. I'm thinking,
it is a long month.
31 days is pretty good. Oh man, I had it. Where is it now? Oh, I gotta go. Here it is. So yeah,
get it off her Twitter.
Yeah, huh. I follow her on Twitter. So now I'm gonna try and see what the OnlyFans looks like. But
because you can only see captions, right?
That's all I can see at the moment. We can't see any pictures, so we have this big debate over whether
how many
she's
videos
nude.
Does it have.
Videos, 109 medias, 3 videos, 106 photos, 109 posts overall, or 109 media posts.
And we both agree there's probably not nudes.
I figured we can go through some captions. I think when we first looked, it was like her
I'm just day. Seeing a lot of wet emojis, so.
Yeah, but what does that
either
mean?
Was that her at the beach?
So.
Is it squirt?
Yeah.
Diet squirt.
Diet right? Buns on buns.
Okay, so
with
grilling.
A star, shooting star emoji.
Okay.
Man, I love San Diego. Who's visited here before? I bet she's getting 619 in that one. This one says caution with the caution sign and then hot with the fire emoji.
Okay, what do you want, my credit card or something? Yeah. I got my wallet here.
West Coast time has my sleep all messed up. I woke up like this at 3 p.m. today.
It's just her pussy lips spread. I won't go like this.
There's no way that does disqualified enter for a wet t-shirt contest? That could be something.
That could be a nip
that
at least.
That could at least just peachy. That could be just butthole straight. But this, that oh could my be. God, this is sun, sweaty emoji, wave, beach, umbrella, and then squirt.
What if it's just like a foot?
And then this next one's before I entered the wet t-shirt contest, so probably not that good. And then this one says, it'd be a shame to get blood all over my nice new fit. It's a quote from Harley Quinn. And then strikes Batman with a
blood
baseball.
All over, and my credit card's going back in my wallet.
But then the next one, dude, you're not ready for this. I don't think, if Harley Quinn and Lita had a baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am curious. Go ahead and put that on there. Can I count on you to unsubscribe in 31 days? Siri set a timer.
Honestly, I'm probably just going to click subscribe and it's going to go straight from my account that's already on here.
So, you need it. Okay.
I need it.
All right. I'll Venmo you the $5 or donate the $5. Guys, it's only $5 a month. He can either spend it on ad-free Peacock or more OnlyFans accounts because...
Yeah, one or the other.
Wrestling daughters... need money too. Let's get into this episode. We are brought with the greatness of his presence, ladies and gentlemen, the new WWE / F champion of the world, Brett the Hitman.
So those are not, that is she's very attractive. She's very attractive. And it's all just this Christmas outfit.
Okay.
All right. It's just big plaid. She's big plaid person.
We'll put it here. I'm just kidding.
I don't know if we can do that. I just want to see. Oh.
Is it against OnlyFans to talk about other people's OnlyFans and talk about exactly what's going on in the photo? So far, no nudity.
No, there's definitely not going to be any nudity.
I know.
Oh, see, that's so disappointing. This was on her Twitter. That picture was on her Twitter. She does get that Foley ass, though. That's like Mick Foley's ass, but like...
That's a Dude Love ass. You can't... Hold on, yes. I gotta cover your phone.
You're right. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I'll have to blur that out. She does have a Foley ass.
It's a Mick Foley ass.
Yeah.
Never thought it'd be
what
so
What a gift
it.
To mankind. That is. All right, Bret Hart is in the ring, and he's actually going to do an in-ring interview with JR. And JR asked, my God, what happened last night? He spit on Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, cost him the match.
Shawn Michaels went to hit him with a chair, but ended up hitting Undertaker. And then Shawn Michaels had to do a
1-2-3.
Cost
Undertaker the match, I should say. Yeah. And the fans are very upset here. Did they do the interviews with the fans before the whole Raw started?
No, that's coming out a little bit later. I'll push through these notes a bit. And Brett is saying that, you know, Shawn didn't stick to his end of the deal, JR. He said that Shawn favored Undertaker, and he wants Shawn not to wrestle in the United States ever again, which isn't really true.
I think he's kind of really just being a kind of a bitch about it. He won a
surprise
match.
But it said, JR says to him, that he has a match with the Patriot again here in the near future.
At Ground Zero.
Which is the pay-per-view coming up next.
Which is the next In Your House.
God, we need to get to...
I think the one after that is Bad Blood.
Okay.
Which is where the one we've been waiting for
for
4 months.
Do video on.
Yeah.
And Brett's saying that, you know, we're the Hart Foundation. And what we say goes, Brian Pillman's not gonna wear a dress. And he's saying that
I feel like your Bret Hart's not as good today as
Yeah,
not.
It's not. I'm already burnt out on like him being the champion.
One day. Not less than 24 hours.
He's saying, my brother Owen only lost because he had compassion. Compassion for Stone Cold, which he broke his freaking neck.
Yeah, what's that compassion? Well, let me do a tombstone, but I'm going to sit down and break your neck because it doesn't even make any sense.
Tombstone that I don't even do.
The move I don't do, let alone, come on. Compassion my ass. Come on, Will.
Either way, Owen says that he needs to get his title back. Just forfeit, bring it back to him. And JR says, well, that's up to the new commissioner. We get the new commissioner right off the bat. Who is that, Tom?
One and only Sergeant Slaughter.
Sergeant Slaughter.
Did we have I think we started to do a bet last episode. And
you
then
said
we might
you
have
knew
forgot.
It.
Yeah, but then I was going to see if you were going to guess, and then you never
I probably wouldn't have said Sergeant Slaughter. So it doesn't matter. I'll do the shot.
I don't think there was a shot. I just thought we were going to do
fucking
it. Yeah, we'll do a shot.
It up.
We'll do a shot.
Sergeant Slaughter says that, Brett, you're not the new sheriff in town. I am. So he says at match at Ground Zero that we just talked about with the Patriot, you're putting that belt on the line.
Whoa! And then and Brett's pissed. He's like, who has he beat to even get a title shot? And he goes,
you!
He
beat you dumb
last
fuck.
Week.
Last week, I know.
Who is better?
Who has he even beat? Like, you idiot.
Idiot.
Yeah. We don't want the title on you. We'll just give you the guy that beat you.
Yeah.
And he says that not only that, British Bulldog will have to face Ken Shamrock again,
soon.
And he says that
which
Brian,
I don't necessarily agree with. I think that, you know, Shamrock did all those belly to bellies, did it to the
refs.
He should kind of have to work his way up. He should be suspended, to be perfectly honest.
Right.
He shouldn't be like, oh yeah, now just because this dude went crazy, British Bulldog, you have to defend against him just because you're friends with the rest.
We should have been like, yo, let's just not have this guy in here ever again.
Right. He should be...
It was like mostly heel versus face, and it was just like, we don't know which direction.
But the bit was over. Everybody was all about it. All the fans.
Yeah, that was weird to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, keep belly to belly, those stupid refs.
Where am I at? So, and he also says that not only will Pillman wear that dress tonight on Raw, or he's going to be suspended.
Wow. So he's got to do it, huh? Because they said he was going to do it. Mm-hmm. That was the meeting. He's a champ. He doesn't have to do that. Have his people do that shit anymore. Well, we were excited, though. We wanted to see Pillman in a dress. No homo.
And he also says, kind of giving credit to the Hart Foundation, that Owen, you're going to get another title shot as soon as the doctor's orders say Stone Cold's good to go. And when Stone Cold says so, glass breaks, and Stone Cold himself, in the hospital, day after, here on Raw, broken fucking neck, and he's calling Owen out that he'll beat his ass, and he wants to fight him tonight.
This is crazy.
Did he even have a neck brace on?
He was carrying it in his hand.
What a badass. Yeah.
He's like, this neck brace.
That's what I thought. I thought he threw it, but I'm like, I don't remember it ever being on.
Yeah, he took it off. He was just carrying it when he came out. Who breaks their neck and is just wrestling the next day besides Kurt Angle?
Remember when I had my neck injury? I babied that thing for like a week.
You had a neck injury?
Yeah, I talked about it on the podcast at someone's basement. I did like a front flip and landed on my head.
You should have wore a brace. That would have been cool. We weren't doing costumes back then.
We weren't doing costumes. We're doing costumes now?
Yeah, I mean, this sometimes. Right? Nobody's going to know because they couldn't get the video from last week.
That is true, yeah.
In our summer get-up, we had Oberons. We were Hawaiian shirted up.
We had a sign that says, biggest party of the summer.
Yeah. we had a guy come in and sing the SummerSlam song, but we had to cut it because he said he only wanted to be on camera.
He's like,
I don't want to do it if it's just audio. I can do audio anytime.
Yeah, but you got to cover your dick up, dude. Yeah. Like, it's on YouTube.
Yeah.
I don't think Spotify cares. As long as you can't say the C word.
Is there a SummerSlam porn? Rovid. There should be a SummerSlam, like the SummerSlam. It's porn.
I think there's one with Trish Stratus.
Ooh.
I don't know if it's called the SummerSlam. I think it's called One Night in Stratus. In the Stratosphere.
In the Stratosphere.
Yeah. Let's talk about some matches coming up.
Hell yeah.
I'm Matt Johnson. Versus Chains.
Chains.
What do you mean? You don't know who Chains is. Chains is the guy from DOA. God, have you not been listening to
Disciples
Eddie's...
of Apples guy.
Disciples of Apples guy.
Chain, chain, chain.
That would be a good walkout song. Chain, chain, chain.
It would be awesome for this guy.
Yeah, we also get a interview with Shawn Michaels, and he's going to talk about kind of what went down last night with when he was a special guest referee. We also have Shamrock, speaking of. It doesn't get fined at all. I guess he's just going to have a match tonight with Nation of Domination's own Papa Shango, a.k.a. Godfather, a.k.a. Kama Mustafa.
Be Kama Mustafa in that pussy.
Let's talk about this. We are getting into it, but we have an interview with Nation of Domination backstage, and Farouk is doing the talking, and it is mentioned that Farouk, that Crush, and Savio Vega will have a street fight triple threat match at Ground Zero.
It's been a long time coming, man. I'm excited for this.
We're all into these three meat treats now.
Triple threat. You do
we
one.
Do one. You
and that's
one.
All you can go
we
for.
We explain
now.
The rules over and over again. Now that everyone's got them, let's just keep it going.
Shout out to 3 Meat Treat, by the way. Happy birthday, Wiggles, too.
Yeah, happy birthday, Wiggles. I'll put it here.
You know you're the picture?
Yeah, I know, already know.
We gotta find that somehow.
I know. We'll just say it happened. He doesn't subscribe anyways. Yeah. So we are doing a street fight in Farouk's street fight. I'm a product of the streets. I eat easy to Farouk.
You can take the man out the street, but you can't take the street out the man. He says that.
Yes.
They talk a little more. Then he kind of goes off. And it's Ahmed doing a match too. And he goes, you took the man out the hood, but you can't take the hood out the man.
Boy, which is
boy?
Even more
is
racist.
Is that what he said? I didn't want to say boy.
Yeah, I know. It's racist. It's racist.
Yeah. To point out the hood. Yeah, you can't be saying shit like that.
So let's hop in this match.
Especially with a mullet. You can't be like.
You can't say boy.
No. Yeah. Hello, sir.
Yeah, you Garcon, maybe?
You take the sir out the hood, but you can't take the hood out the sir.
The sir, the respect. You take the respectable gentleman out the hood. You can't take the hood out the respectable gentleman. Not to get confused with the upstairs gentleman. Now let's get in this match. Ken Shamrock versus Kama Mustafa. And Shamrock just, they're not going to, I guess they touched base on him going crazy. And they're like, well, he might be fine. Like, fine. Not fine.
I
stop mid-sentence.
You just had one letter to go, really.
Yeah. It's so close.
I don't know if he'll be fine. Like, why wouldn't you know? His guy's there to find him. Like, Vince McMahon's the finer, right? Or at the very
least, Sergeant Slaughter
now. Yeah. He would be fine. I guess he's reviewing the whole incident.
Huh? Yeah.
But he's very quick to act on everything else. He kicks out all of NOD here.
Yeah, and all of DOA, which I'm like, finally. So we actually have a match with just Shamrock and just Kama Mustafa.
Yeah, yeah.
Crowd is chanting Papa Shango, by the way.
Papa Shango.
Papa Shango. And Kama Mustafa is actually dominating a lot of this match. Not what I would really expect. But he throws Ken Shamrock out of the ring. There's a little kerbopple. Ken Shamrock gets back in the ring. And the Boricuas come out. They give a suplex, double suplex to Kama Mustafa. Roll him back in the ring. And Shamrock ends up hitting that belly-to-belly to Kama Mustafa for the win.
Big win for Shamrock. Back on the track. You know, I never really, like, so I get the Godfather character that Kama Mustafa becomes, kind of a joke, you know? And he had his, you know, his whole shtick, and it was a lot of fun. But never really taken too seriously as a wrestler. But, like, Kama Mustafa is a beast. And he's pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I mean, I know Papa Shango.
I like the gimmick of the Godfather, but I think he could have done more, for sure.
Yeah. Then he became, like, the good father, right to censor.
Yeah. The good father on CBS after these messages. Is there a good doctor? Is that a TV show? Okay. Like, this actually does sound very familiar.
He's like an autistic child doctor. He's the good doctor.
He's a child?
Yeah, I think he's like 20 maybe, or 18 or some shit.
Oh my God.
But he's autistic.
Is it one of the Hart brothers?
It might be Lil Owie.
Might be
Lil Owie.
I know you want me.
I know you want me. I know that you want my
Sonny, ladies and gentlemen, looking good. What is she doing, Tom? What's she doing?
It's another ring announcer gig. After all those $1 million she failed.
I will say she's great at it.
She
is. I like when they let the entrance play a little bit and then they introduce.
Her outfits have just improved.
Agreed.
Like, everyone's better than the last, I feel
Yeah, we used to always say, like, what's she looking now? I'm just like, she just looks good.
Yeah. I know you want me.
I know that you want my love.
Should we subscribe to Sunny's OnlyFans real quick?
Is she in jail?
She might be.
What an OnlyFans podcast this is.
Yeah. We could do an OnlyFans podcast. Probably get some better, more racy
while content. You're on there, I actually might have you look up a former coworker of mine.
Oh, okay. Do you know what her OnlyFans name is?
I won't plug it.
Oh, okay. We'll look it up later.
Look it up later.
Do it on the behind-the-scenes
boner content.
Boner content will be on there for sure.
We got Taka Michinoku. Michinoku. Taka Michinoku.
Taka Michinoku.
Versus Too Sexy. Brian Christopher. The King's son?
Yeah. The King's son.
So, Brian Christopher. And by the way, where are we at? Bethlehem, Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
A lot of F words being used.
Not the F words you're thinking, too.
So, when Too Sexy is right by the stairs, there is a lot of people chanting maggot, if you know what I mean.
And they don't bleep it out here on Peacock.
Not at all. You could read the lips.
This, like, went through the censors somehow.
Yeah.
It was a little aggressive.
Maggot, maggot.
You know, this guy committed suicide. That's probably a big reason why.
Could be. That's not the only maggot chant we get. We get one later, too.
Yeah, I mean, a little wild. You know, calm down, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, 1997.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all we have to say about
it. I got my line of the night, though.
Oh, God.
This wasn't a squash match. Do you know what it is?
No, I thought it was the fan chant.
Oh, no, come on, Tom. What can we get out of this? Why would you even put it in the notes? Because it's my line. I'm not a bigot. But my line of the night is very bigoty.
Bigot.
Bag. You could say baggot.
Baggins?
Baggot. Like a bigot and a maggot.
Or just the term baggot?
Baggot. King is talking about Sunny, and he goes, oh, I know she wants me, Vince. Look at her. She's just looking at me. She could read me like a book. I prefer the Braille edition, though.
Nice. Nice. That is a classic King.
That's classic King. Might be my... It's up there. I think
your,
just like...
Your favorite King quote thus far?
No, I just think most of them are like... Mm. That was... I thought that was... Yeah, it's kind of witty. It got me. Light of the night!
Woo!
And Taco wins by a weird roll-up thing. And this is actually Brian Christopher's first loss.
Yeah, he's been killing it.
Has ended.
Taco's back and forth on the wins.
I think it's literally every other.
Yeah. Back and forth means.
Walking back. We got Commissioner Sergeant Slaughter right outside Brian Pillman's locker room, and he hands Brian Pillman a dress. Brian Pillman doesn't want to wear that dress.
No, who does?
Yeah, he says, Sergeant Slaughter, I know how you're always getting, you're used to getting your privates in line. Well, quit trying to keep my privates in line.
Classic Pillman.
Classic Pillman. That might be my top, just kidding. Sergeant Slaughter's gonna sweeten up the deal a little bit here. Not only are you going to wear that dress here on Monday Night Raw and have a match in it, but you're gonna continue to wear that dress until you win a match on Monday Night Raw.
That is just, it's not a good move. He's gonna be, you never know, who's he even facing tonight? I guess we'll figure that out.
We'll figure it out. We always do. Next match. Triple H Trump with China. First, the man they call Vader. Triple H, this close to winning that match last night at SummerSlam.
Was very close.
Dude Love got the advantage. And Paul Bearer now.
That was Mankind. He faced Mankind.
He did face Mankind, yeah. Dude Love came at the end. I forgot about the toe tap. Yeah. That toe tap turned him into Dude Love.
Yeah.
Gosh. It was so long ago. Hours, really. Paul Bearer's throwing shade manager to manager. He's throwing shade at China.
Wow.
What's up with that?
I don't get that.
He says he's a better manager than China ever will be.
I mean, he's a pretty great manager.
And more of a man. Oh. And she'll ever be. He goes, check the record.
Like, what are you looking at?
Like his record. Oh, yeah. He's got a good record.
I've been banging chicks forever.
Yeah.
I guess.
That's why they call him the Pringles can. Percy Pringle.
Yeah, call me Percy Pringle because my dick's like a Pringles can. And once you pop, the fun don't stop, Undertaker. What flavor do you think? What flavor Pringles?
Oh, definitely the sour cream and onion.
I was thinking that too.
One, just classic fundamental Pringle. And,
but you know, yeah,
sour cream and onion. For sure, yeah.
You know, it's not smelling the best.
No. Do you remember what was your favorite Pringle?
Original.
Yeah, that makes sense. Just tastes like McDonald's fries to me.
It's fucking awesome.
Awesome, yeah. I did have the pizza one. Pizza's
really good. Yeah, those are good, but like, I'd fuck with original
Pringles. Original, yeah. Like if I'm...
Pringles are a big airplane food for me. Pringles and Mike and Ike's. Those are my airplane snacks.
Mike and Ike's?
Yes. Yeah. Only time I eat Mike and Ike's, dude.
I feel like you would eat that at like a movie theater.
Yeah, well, you know, you get Mike and people Ike's. On the planes these days, it's like a movie theater, right?
Quit flying spirit. Outside the ring, China gives a dropkick to Paul Bearer. Paul Bearer actually took another big bump. Not on purpose, but he hits the back of his head on the bottom rail. Where the fans are standing.
Yeah.
And ends up being a double count out. So nobody wins. Our next match, we have the Sultan versus. Kurt Angle.
The Patriots.
What's, are we in 97?
Yeah.
Not Kurt Angle? Yeah, the Patriot, ladies and gentlemen. That's
who just... saw the Sultan coming back? I thought he was done forever. They just bring him back to be an anti-American guy, huh?
I cool. am anti-American. I got for the right that of the Sultan.
I am a pointy shoe American. It's the Sultan, not with Bob Backlund, unfortunately, but just the Iron Sheik.
They're saying that he from the Middle East, but do you know what the flag was?
I think it's an Iraqi flag.
Iran?
Iraq?
I thought it was Iran.
They're pretty similar.
It had the red, green or red line on the top. I don't think that's Iraq.
Is it that one?
Oh, no. What's this one?
They're both Iran, I think.
Okay. It had the...
One time.
Okay, so the...
Is that one? Flag.
Yeah.
Because Iron Sheik always had the Iraq flag, I think. So it was definitely Iran.
Okay.
And I ran
in my pointy shoes.
The Sultan. I got some pointy shoes.
Patriot really just dominates this match. They're really pushing him.
He's got a title match coming up.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you got to win this. You can't lose to the Sultan.
He has they're calling his move the Uncle Slam, which I thought is great.
That's pretty great.
Pretty great. But he does this, almost like a full Nelson, and then
he slams.
Basically, Bret Hart comes out, and then he starts fighting the Patriot a little bit. And then that's it. And we get the next half of the Raw, starting off with the...
That was a very high-pitched one of those.
Thank you. I do more of that. I've been doing that more lately than the Bret Hart.
You're better at the just doing the song than doing all of the Bret Hart impressions.
I could do the Bret Hart song, too. Yeah. Wee! Wee! Shawn Michaels in-ring interview, guys. And there is my sign of the night. Kiss me, Sean. He kisses her. That's a great sign.
You could just do that.
I was just literally said in my notes.
Really kissing people?
You can just get a kiss like that.
Yeah, I guess it's consensual at that point.
It is.
If you had a sign that said like, you know, eat my ass, Sean, he would have to eat your ass. I guess we should try this next time we go to.
Try it next time.
We had that scissor me daddy ass sign, and we got scissors, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm in. Eat my ass.
This is so simple that it actually does work. I was halfway kidding in the beginning, and now I'm like, actually, we're kind of 2-0 on this.
Yeah. It is a foolproof plan.
So Sean comes out, and I love every time he's just doing an interview. It's a 4-minute, 38-second entrance of just like getting the crowd hype, which they're hype at first, but then it gets quiet. Vince asks some questions, and then we're getting a good series of boos here because he screwed over The Undertaker.
Yes, and people are pissed. The fans are pissed. Vince doesn't know what's going on. I'm a little pissed, to be honest.
I'm a little pissed, yeah.
And he doesn't seem to give a shit about talking to Vince.
No.
Vince is like asking him a question too. He stared at him like right in his face.
That was really funny.
That's hilarious.
But Vince asked him finally a question. He goes, just got to clear this up. Are you in cahoots with Bret Hart? And he goes, McMahon, you must be the dumbest son of a bitch I've ever met.
I always knew you were a half-wit, but you must be the dumbest son of a bitch I've ever met in my life. Well, I don't appreciate that. Get that off just first.
Here. Yeah, and then Vince just leaves. Right?
Yeah.
He's just like, well, that's enough.
He does say, well, I think you're gonna, or he says that like, I don't appreciate that first and foremost. You get that straight. And he's like, oh, I'm shaking in my boot, in my loafers. And he's like, well, I don't think you'll really be shaking in your loafers when you face The Undertaker at Ground Zero on September 7th. And then he storms out of the ring all pissed off.
So we got a match here, Shawn Michaels versus Undertaker at the next pay-per-view. And now Shawn is kind of just turning heel. He realizes he lost the fans, he lost Vince, he lost Taker on his side. So he just basically calls out Undertaker, has nothing left to do, and says the next time that they meet, that sweet chin music, his foot is going to be so far down Undertaker's throat that...
Dong. Dong.
Undertaker comes out and says,
Shawn gets the fuck out of there first.
Yeah, oh yeah,
he is gone. When by the time Undertaker gets to the ring, lights come on, Shawn is nowhere to be seen.
Yeah. Undertaker's basically saying that, like, for the last, you know, he's been doing these promos with Paul Bearer, this whole thing with Bret Hart. He goes, I'm done with the talking, and I'm going to start doing what I do best. Taking souls and banging holes.
Oh, yeah. And then Paul Bearer comes out, no!
He says, well, well, well.
I've been banging holes since you were knee-high from a grasshopper. Undertaker's pissed. And but we get a pretty good news from Paul Bearer here.
He saw Kane last night.
I was with Kane last night, and he's ready to come to the WWF. Uh-oh. How are we going to do 8 more weeks without him being there? If he's saying this now,
I know.
It doesn't make any sense.
I know.
Because we know it's bad blood that he comes in October. We're in August still.
Yeah.
So
how ready could you be, Kane?
I guess maybe there's just a lot of paperwork he's got to do, or maybe he's busy wrapping up his dentist career.
Could be. Sonny also needs to sign up on those documents.
Oh, right. Sonny's doing the contract work. Well, she's too busy ring announcing, and then she's doing $1 million giveaway, and then she's got to do the Super Soaker commercials. So I can see why it's taking some time.
Yeah. Speaking of ring announcing and rings in general, Chains.
Yeah, because it's like a bunch of links. Is that the rings?
Well, rings, jewelry. Either way,
does he wear rings? His name's Chains.
Bit ironic, isn't it?
Yeah. That is some. Yeah, they're on other levels.
That's like calling me Poopsie, and I only shit once a week.
What? Who? Nobody would ever do that. Get real.
Speaking of OnlyFans,
should I check her? Oh man, I'm gonna end up spending $80 today. All these OnlyFans we got to check up on now. Shit.
I'm only giving you $5. I'm not gonna say one.
I mean, you're gonna have to pay for that one. I don't even know this person.
I have enough in the change jar. Ahmed Johnson versus the man they call Chains. Not 2 Chainz, just Chainz. By the way, Tom, you do have news about 8-Ball and Skull.
Yeah, they're
actually... We're not racist for getting 2 white people mixed up.
Because they're twin brothers. And, so they're twin brothers, the Harris brothers. And then Chainz and Crush, not related at all to either, any of them. But they do all look very much the same. Like, if you shaved... Chains and Crush's heads, I'm pretty sure they would be identical.
I think if you put wigs on Skull, Skull and
Ape,
I almost said Bones.
Skull and Bones would make more sense.
What a missed opportunity. Ape-Ball.
I want you to be Skulls, and you're going to be most logically Ape-Ball. Oh, okay. Yeah. Thanks, Vince.
He's like, sure, I should burn the Bones merch. I already have it. You leaked the Skull thing. We just thought the next one would be Bones. Yeah. Man, Bones is good.
Yeah, Bones is good. I bet they would have made it if that was the name.
So the match is starting. Obviously, Chainz has his motorcycle gang with him, plus motorcycles. Ahmed already has the Nation of Domination come out. And finally, someone lays down a law around here. Sergeant Slaughter is saying, no NOD, no DOA. This needs to be a mano-e-mano match.
So we get Chainz, just Chainz.
Just Chainz.
Just Ahmed. Ahmed's looking like a G sitting up in the corner just waiting, like no big deal.
Yeah.
Kick him out.
Knee brace on, by the way.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, he's got a bad knee. They don't call Ahmed one knee for nothing.
They didn't.
Yeah.
Ever.
Oh, no. It was Ahmed one kidney, two kidneys? One kidney, two kidneys, one knee. He's losing one body part. That's why he got two of them.
Yeah.
They call me one knee because I got two of them.
I can lose my heart. Good thing I got another. And he just tears the heart out of Chainz. Mortal Kombat style.
This Raw was awesome, guys.
Yeah. No one would go back and watch. They're watching this. We can make up anything we want.
Yeah.
I would have changed the outcome.
Not
of this
a great match.
Yeah.
Not a great match.
We could change it. Either way.
A little sloppy.
Mid-match, they kicked NOD out. They kicked DOA out, but they did not speak about the Boricuas.
Stop pulling it again, puppies.
Long story short, they...
How come you don't say long or the short anymore?
Did I used to say
you
that?
You said that every, like, five times an episode back in the day. Now you say long story short, like...
I don't know.
You said long or the short, and then you get into the story, and then you... But you say that two or three times an episode, at least.
New drinking game?
That was the drinking game back then. Fuck. Me and my brother, every time we were driving to the airport and listening, I'd have to... long or the short.
Well, I don't want anyone drinking and driving here. So, long story short, Boricua's come out, and they're not going to interfere in the match. Savio Vega gets on Chain's bike, because he's the only one. They didn't take his bike
back. He's got a driver's license.
And he's like, oh, yeah. Oh, I got my driver's license. I got my papers. He goes, you put the clutch chain, you put in neutral, you go ram, 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 rip, rip, rip. And, Chains get distracted. Pearl River Plunge for a win.
For that win. And big win. DOA comes out. Starts beating. You know, they start beefing with the Boricuas. They chase the Boricuas. NOD comes to the ring.
Yeah.
All protects of them are Ahmed.
Yeah.
DOA is trying to get in the ring. They're kind of hesitant about it. NOD's up. Fists up. Face up. Ass down. Fists up. Ahmed down.
Ahmed down. What do you mean?
NOD just starts beating the shit out of Ahmed.
They're turning on Ahmed already?
Already. Like a month in.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know what's happening.
What is happening?
They just beat the shit out of him. Then D'Lo does like a five-star headbutt splash from the top rope onto his knee. And then they walk out.
Yeah, you know that knee that's heavily protected by that aluminum
right
thing?
And Farouk says, let that be a message to all your black asses. So I don't know what that means either.
Wow. NOD turns on Ahmed.
It seems like that he was trying to be the leader or something. I don't know if they're doing it. That's like,
maybe
we got to get Ahmed out because he's hurt.
The hood comment, and then Ahmed just did it himself. He just did a different version of it.
I don't know, man. I did not see this coming at all.
Not at all.
Not at all.
It also makes sense when I Google pictures of Nation of Domination that he's like,
That's why I didn't believe you even when you told me that he was in it.
Yeah. Because I did find two of them. Next match. The Godwins versus the Headbangers.
So many matches in this Raw.
There is. It is stated in this match that Dude Love will face Owen Hart tonight because Stone Cold is not medically cleared to face Owen Hart.
Damn.
Obviously, but...
He broke his neck 24 hours ago, so he can't wrestle.
Yeah, but I thought this was 97.
This is America, dude.
I know, I thought this was 97 America.
A lot of people do what they want. Fuck.
Fuck.
Just because he didn't get the neck-breaking vaccine, they won't let him wrestle.
There's a neck-breaking vaccine.
There was back then, when there was a neck-breaking pandemic in the WWF.
Yeah, what was the vaccine like?
Oh, it was just like an injection in the neck.
Uh-oh.
Like heroin, I think. Maybe somas. Depended if it was muscle related or just neck bone related, nerve related, swerve related.
Speaking of swerve, we'll put him here. We got to see him up close at AEW.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, whose house?
Swerve's house.
Whose house?
Swerve's house.
Whose house?
The Van Andel Arena.
Grand Rapids, Michigan. Yeah.
Shout out to the Van Andels.
Shout out to Bob's...
Bob's Bar.
Bob's Bar. Shout out to Bob's Bar.
We left. I think I dropped the business card.
I have a few complaints at Bob's Bar. Pull tabs were not on point. But I think we...
We won a decent amount, though. We won like 30, 40 bucks on them. We spent 60, but...
I think I was overserved at Bob's Bar, though. That's my issue.
Oh, your issue, yeah. You should have... Should we call the cops?
Yeah, let's call the Detroit Police. The Detroit Police are here. Let's get in our next match. Do we really got Brian Pillman in a dress out there? But first we get Goldust and Marlena.
You didn't finish this match we were on.
Yeah, I did. I thought I said roll up, slop drop for the win.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Sorry to fuck
that up. I'll go back.
Yeah.
Headbanger, should I do a roll up? Anyways, end up doing a slop drop.
It was pretty
God
cool.
God wins. It was cool.
The flexibility Phineas showed there. By not like
he really
his
stretched
ass
out
muscles.
His butthole. Godwins get the win there. Goldust and Marlena are coming out specifically to see Brian Pillman. And is this Marlena's dress?
There's no way.
No way.
There's no way.
Brian Pillman looked great in it, though.
Oh, yeah. He filled out
the
chest.
You can see his abs.
You can see his abs. You can see his nips. You can see his thong underwear.
All nips and abs.
So I don't think it was a stipulation that he had to wear a woman's underwear in this, but he did.
It was not.
Why would he do that? Why wouldn't it be just like he'd wear like boxers or compression shorts or something?
Back then, Joe Boxer was the move.
Hanes?
No, wasn't Joe Shawn
Michaels, or wasn't Michael Jordan doing the Hanes commercials?
No, that was when he was on the Wizards.
When he was doing Hanes commercials? Yeah. You don't think he was doing Hanes commercials?
I don't think
earlier
so.
Earlier than that, I'll have Klaus look it up. Because I feel like he was always doing it, we just don't remember.
I don't think he was doing Hanes until... We'll see.
I know you want me. 1989, dude.
Jesus Christ. He was a child.
Yeah.
Brian Pillman coming out in a dress, and he is versing no other than... Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines! It's the spark plug! The smart plug! The hardcore in a couple of years... Holly!
Bob Holly, the spark
That's the plug. Greatest thing that he's ever gotten on the show. Last time, you may know him from getting thrown through a door by Ahmed Johnson. Bob Holly. Andy? Also, legit question about Bob Holly.
Yeah.
Losing all of his hair up here.
Yeah.
Then fast forward a year, and he has full headline.
What? Is it full headline?
Oh, and he just dyes it blonde, which is like the most translucent hair you can have.
I thought you were going to say transphobic.
No, I wouldn't. Speaking of transphobic, the fans start chanting MAGGOT again at Brian Pillman in a dress. I was trying to parlay that into our Keeps ad that we have. But,
not a condom.
Yeah, not a condom. For the win.
Yeah, hook it up with a transsexual woman. You don't need a condom. It's not a condom.
Stay away from
that monkeypox, because that's serious stuff.
That is serious stuff. And you can only get the vaccine if you've banged several dudes.
Who have also been sexually active with probably other dudes. So, if that's the case, which I think most of our demographic fits in that kind of realm, definitely get your monkeypox vaccine. It's effective. Saving the world.
We shouldn't mention vaccine at all. Last time when you had symptoms of the C word, it took forever for Spotify to let us upload it.
Oh, yeah, shit. But it's the monkeypox vaccine. They're cool with that, right?
I don't know.
It's been around since the 80s. We're good.
Yeah.
Just like Michael Jordan. As long as Michael Jordan's been doing the AIDS commercials, they've had the monkeypox vaccine.
Whoa, maybe there's some correlation, but we'll get that in the next episode. Brian Pillman versus Spark Plug. Outside the ring, Goldust and Marlene are just taunting him with the bra and more. He takes his hair off. He wants Brian to wear it. Either way, it ends in a count out. Brian's pissed.
And now he got to keep wearing that shit.
Keep wearing that shit.
I know you want me. I know you want to keep wearing my dress.
Sunny, ladies and gentlemen, comes out, shows her tits, takes Jane's heart, and eats it whole.
Well, she kind of rubs it all over.
And then back to Sable with $1 million. They never give it away.
Sable with $1 million. Someone was murdered on my television.
Here's Sable
with $1 million.
Keep it moving, asshole.
Got a time to hit here.
All right, main event. Dude Love subbing in for Stone Cold Steve Austin versus Owen Hart, little Owie himself. Whoa. Meanwhile, we got Bret Hart, and he's sneaking himself onto commentary already.
He kind of has some problems getting.
You're
on
just looking at OnlyFans, isn't it? Just find something good on OnlyFans. I'll keep going.
I was contributing. I'm going to the beginning. Okay,
I'm gonna start going back in time.
Yeah, we're doing this
Wait,
whole thing.
She's not a child anymore.
Yeah, we're doing this whole thing where we do Noelle Foley's OnlyFans from when she started 2 months ago.
I'll do a review on her page. You're just like, just sit, it's 40 minutes of you just scrolling.
It's like a live, yeah. Just a live live reaction video.
Yeah.
You could just see random points.
Yeah. And then a couple of these were like,
you know, because you brought up Dude Love. I can't not believe how similar her ass is to Mick Foley's.
I know. Yeah. Runs in the family. Speaking of Dude Love. Holy shit. Mostly offense in this match. Owen ends up doing a sharpshooter on Dude Love, and holy shit, out comes Stone Cold. Stone Cold is having a feud with Bret Hart. Owen's on the edge of the rope. Stone Cold hits Owen with his own Slammy Award.
Insult to injury, man.
Gets the cover, 1, 2, 3, and the groupies come out and start making out with Mankind in the corner of the turnbuckle. Hell yeah.
Dude Love's the best, man.
Dude Love is the best. Now let me see that ass.
Hell yeah. You know what I'd love to say to this ass? Good night, and God bless wrestling.